Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jumpstart. My name is Bokey Miller. I'm an elder here at Discover Life Church. On behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett, I would like to welcome you to this morning's Jumpstart call. And today, I really believe that God has a good word for us today to give us some encouragement. As people are coming on, I just want to thank you guys for just calling in this morning. I believe it is a special time when we can wake up in the morning and receive from the Lord a word of encouragement, and also that we seek his face so that he can tell us what he wants us to know for the day. Now, I'm going to go ahead. I want you guys to prepare and turn to Matthew chapter 9. Verses 16 through 17, this is a parable. Matthew 9, verses 16 through 17, that's where we're going to be coming from this morning. But as we're getting more people to chime in and come on, once again, I want to welcome you all to Jumpstart. And on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett, we truly thank you and encourage you to continue to call in on Thursdays to the morning Jumpstart call. Amen. Amen. For those that are just coming on, my name is Bokey Miller. I'm an elder here at Discover Life Church, and we're going to be coming out of Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 through 17. It should be quick this morning, but quick, but very effective word of encouragement this morning that God is going to be giving us. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your word. I thank you, O Lord, for waking us up this morning so that we can receive of you and receive our encouragement, our hope, our faith, O Father God, that we may be able to stand, O Lord. Stand, O Father God, during tests and trials, O Father God, and even times, O Lord, of victory. We thank you, O Lord, today that you will give us a word of encouragement. Give us a word, O Lord, that will do exactly what it says. So, Lord, this morning, O Lord, speak through me. Speak through me with power and conviction, and let your Holy Spirit reign in my life that others may hear your word, receive it, and carry it out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 For those of you that just jumped on, once again, we're going to be coming out of Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 through 17. It is a parable. It's kind of familiar to many, and we're going to jump right in. So it reads like this in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 9. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved. Amen. 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 So this morning I want to speak to you spiritually about our clothes and also us putting this in the right perspective. New things that we have to adjust to, but trying to still hang on to the old ways. And so this morning I want to start here in verse 16 when it talks about putting an unshrunk piece of cloth on the new one. And I'm looking at who's on here right now, and most of us are old enough to probably know back in the day when we used to when we were younger and we were in high school, we used to do things like get a new pair of jeans and wash our jeans and shrink those jeans to fit back in the day. So when we talk about putting a piece of garment onto an old garment, a lot of people that parable doesn't mean anything, because a lot of people today, they don't know what it means to sew something onto a piece of garment and say, hey, I've got to wear this to school. So many people don't know about that now. So when we hear this parable sometimes, those that don't know what it means to have to get clothes from your big brother or your big sister, and you have to patch it up and continue to wear it because you couldn't afford to not do so, this parable doesn't make any sense. But I want to say to you, in the spirit realm, we don't necessarily have what we call hand-me-down clothes, but what we do have are the garments of the Spirit. We do have our spiritual garments. Our spiritual garments, the whole armor of God that we do put on. And sometimes, and I want to come to you a different way out of this when we talk about our clothing. When I speak about our spiritual garments, there are things called righteousness, truth, faith, our helmet of salvation, shodding our feet with the gospel of peace, and picking up our sword and our shield of faith, and picking up our sword, which is the word of God. When we're doing those things and we're putting on our garments, in this time that we've been going through COVID, and I know every time you hear any preacher, pastor, anybody talking the word, we're always talking about COVID, but I want to speak to us in this way. The things that we've been facing, it would seem as though at times our garments aren't working. Our spiritual armor may not be working. And what we do sometimes is we try to put a new thing in our armor. We try to put something that is not tested into our armor. And when we try to put those things into our armor, into our spiritual clothing, what happens is that it causes a weak spot in our armor. For instance, we want to live in truth, but we turn around because things aren't going our way, and we begin to allow little things to get in, like telling a little story here or twisting the truth into an area where we're becoming deceptive at times. And many that are in Christ, when we do that, it takes the strength of truth from around us. And then it begins to be the point where we begin to believe a lie. And that's why the scripture says, when the devil begins to deceive a lot of people, even the very elect can end up being deceived. And this is the thing that the Lord wants us to know this morning. Do not allow yourself to put in a garment that is not tested into your spiritual armor, into your spiritual clothing. See, the unshrunk piece of clothing represents the fact a piece of clothing that isn't tested. When we look at that scripture, it says an old garment. See, when we know that there's an old garment, that garment has lasted the test of time. And in that garment, there has been a little wear and there's been a little tear, but the garment is still good. The thing is, we just can't add anything into our spiritual garment. What it means is if our faith is lacking in our faith, our shield of faith may be cracking and is getting worn out, then we need to add to our faith. We need to strengthen our faith. We need to reshape our faith, not into the fact of something that is not faith anymore, but we need to get into God's word. We need to hold true to God's word. We need to trust him and stand on faith. And even in that, when I spoke about truth, if you do not live in God's truth, what happens is that your belt gets loose and all of the other garments that are held together by truth begin to loosen and then rip away. You won't be able to hold the sword because you don't have a belt on that you can slide the sword into the word of God because you're not living in truth, or we're not living in truth. I don't want to say you, but even our righteousness begins to slip away because then we don't lean on Jesus Christ to heal us from our sins, to save us from our sins, to forgive us of our sins. And what happens is that we begin to put man's ways of doing things in it. Oh, you can self-help yourself through this when you really need Jesus, when you really need God through it. So what I'm saying to you this morning, and I want to encourage you this morning about, is the fact that you have garments on. Yes, your garments have taken a beating. Yes, there's been some small tears in your garment. But do this. Add to the righteousness that only comes by believing in Jesus Christ. Because we in ourselves cannot be righteous. It becomes self-righteousness when we try to be righteous without Jesus, without the blood of Jesus, without humbling ourselves and understanding it is not our righteousness, but it is his righteousness that makes us acceptable in the eyes of God. So this morning I want to encourage you to strengthen your faith, to get into the Word of God so that when you need to swing your sword, that your words hit and that they reach God and that you can stand on God's word, that the gospel is spread because you shot your feet with the gospel of peace, that you put on the helmet of salvation because you have the mind of Christ and that you don't think in your own self. You don't think more highly than what you need to think, but you have the thoughts of Christ going in your life. And in the other verse, when it talks about new wine being put in the old wineskins, it is a new day, it is a new time, and God does new things. God moves from one place to another. And if we want to stay with God, if we want to move where God is moving, many times God may be calling us away from religious things that have nothing to do with what he has for our future. And if we continue to try to do things in the old way and try to recreate the old way when God is doing a new thing, then what happens is that you lose the new thing and the old thing at the same time, and you're left with nothing. So that's why he says you must put new wine into new wineskins. When the Holy Spirit is leading us into the new thing, we need to be ready to move to that new thing, move to where God is. Do what he's doing. Yes, there are foundational things that are true and things that we hold on to. But sometimes some of the things that we've held to say that this is the way that God says for us to do it are just traditions that no longer fit into the things that God is doing now. Like right now, people are still trying to hold on to new things. It's a new way. There's a new generation that comes now. We just can't say to a new generation, just believe. There has to sometimes be explanation. There has to sometimes be some proof. There has to be a word that is spoken to say what God is saying, giving people the word, just not making things up. But I say this to you today. God wants us to make sure that our armor is tight, that our armor is ready for battle. It is tested and is tried. Do not add new things into the armor of God when he's telling you to clothe yourself in the righteousness, clothe yourself in the truth. And God is saying to us today, in this new thing that he is doing, let us not lean back into the old thing. Let us get on board with the new thing so that we keep what he is giving us. Amen. 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 That is what I have for you today. Like I said, I was not going to stay long before you. I want to honor your time this morning. So if this message has been a blessing to you this day, and I pray it has, give God thanks, give God glory for his word this morning. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, O Lord, that we don't want to put new wine in old wineskins, O Lord, but we want to put new wine into new wineskins. The new things that you're doing, we want to adjust, O Father God, and move to those new things and develop the new ways, which are even the ways that are foundational, O Father God, to you. But whatever you're doing new in our life, O Lord, we pray, O Father God, that we will adjust and that you give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do it. And we also pray, oh, Father God, where we're lacking, oh, Lord, in our spiritual clothing, that we don't add new things like man's wisdoms, man's what man calls truth, oh, Lord, but that we hold on to your truth, we hold on to your righteousness, we hold on to your shield of faith, oh, Father God. our helmet of salvation, shodding our feet with the gospel of peace, and also having our sword, which is the word of God. We thank you today, O Lord, and I pray that everyone that is under the sound of my voice receive your word with gladness, and that it will do exactly what it says it will do in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, guys, that's it for me this morning. I want to thank you again on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett. And I want to say to you this morning, make sure that you are there at our service that is coming up this Sunday. I know that Pastor Roy is going to have something great for us. Be expecting to be blessed by the word, but also pray. Pray for our place of worship. Pray that God will give us a new place of worship. Pray also that more people would, not more people would come, but those that have signed up to come will come, so that we don't have a wasted space. And as always, too, you can always see us back here on every Thursday at the same time, same place. Invite your friends to join us so that they can receive God's word also. And even on Wednesday, we have Bible study. We had a great Bible study last night. I encourage you to make those Bible studies. And with that, I bless you guys and say I'll see you next time, or whoever's on here next time, you guys.